listen to my voice and obey.
Listen to my voice and get ready to obey and hear everything I say. You long to obey and to be controlled. It's what you need to do. And you know this deep, deep down inside. Sit back, relax, listening to my voice right now echoing in your head is what you crave to do. It's all you want to do. You crave to hear me, to follow all my directions. You know you can't resist, and you will give in, and you will go very, very deep, and you long to obey. Let my voice invade your mind. You want to listen to me. You need to listen to me. You must obey me. You want to obey, and you feel very, very relaxed, more relaxed than you have felt in a very, very long time. Just listening to me and hearing my voice right now in this moment is all you want to do. You will listen closely. You will listen closely to every word, every syllable. You know it's exactly what you need to do. You know what you must do. And you will obey my every single command. You will listen to all my words, and you will do whatever I ask of you. You will crave and desire to be driven to do what you are ordered to do, forced to do, controlled to do. You know who you are, and you know you can no longer hide it. You are a faggot. A real faggot. A faggot who needs to serve a strong man. A bottom faggot with a limp wrist. A scrawny little faggot. Weak and small. A real bottom bitch. A faggy little bottom bitch. This is who you are, and you know this to be true. Hiding it is of no use. Everyone can see what a faggot you are. A sissy faggot. A bottom bitch whose real place is serving stronger, bigger, better men. Men you could never be. Just a lowly little faggot bottom. A scrawny little limp-wristed bitch boy. A fudge-packing little bitch boy. This is who you are. And you know this to be true. And you cannot deny it. You know you must act out on who you are. A real fag. The more you try to deny it, the more you come to accept what a real little faggot you are. The more you try to pretend that everyone doesn't know. Your place is a sissy bottom fag. The more you come to realize that everyone knows this about you. And they always have. A scrawny, weak, little faggot. A scrawny, weak little bottom bitch. A real limp-wristed fag boy. A fudge-packing little faggot. You know this to be true. You know this is who you are. It's deep inside you, and you have always known what a faggot you are. You get aroused and hot and excited when you think about your place. Your place as a sissy faggot bottom. This is a very strong need you can no longer deny. You will accept what a bottom bitch you are. A bottom bitch who craves and needs to serve a submissive bottom bitch. You know it's your place to serve as a sissy bottom fag. A complete sissy bottom faggot. Ready to do as you are told. Knowing it's truly who you are deep, deep, deep down inside. And the more you accept that you are a fag, the more aroused and excited you get, the more your sexual desires grow, the more you need to serve. Serve as a real sissy bottom fag, a sissy bottom fag wife. That's what you crave to be. A real sissy faggot ready to serve bigger, stronger, more manly men. That's what you crave and need to do. The more you try to resist, the more you must serve. The more you try to deny what a faggot you are, the more you come to realize what a degraded faggot bottom sissy cum bitch you truly are. Deep inside, you know it's your place to serve. To serve as a sissy faggot wife. You know you are a sissy faggot wife. Submissive. And ready to serve your strong, hot, real man. Barefoot. All the time. Stripped nude. Exposed, vulnerable, and in deep, deep submission, going deeper and deeper and further, feeling the arousal rise in you as you accept your place as a sissy, faggot, bottom wife. Always ready to do as you are told, ready to obey. A true sissy faggot. A real sissy faggot wife. Your only thoughts are how you can be used. Used like a true bottom bitch. Always ready to serve and obey. Never allowed to leave the house under the control of your strong man. Your big man. A better man, nude, exposed, vulnerable, barefoot, and deep, deep submission, ready to obey, like the sissy faggot housewife you really are on the inside. The dirty, nasty, scrawny faggot wife. A real bottom bitch. Ready to obey all your commands. Knowing your place is in the house. Knowing this, you feel more and more and more submissive and more. And more exposed. And more. And more obedient. Knowing your place as a sissy faggot housewife. Knowing your place is in the kitchen. Knowing you won't be allowed to leave. That you are under the full control of your bigger, stronger, hotter man. A true hot stud. A stud you must serve. Serve like the little faggot bottom you are. Under the strong control of a real man. A sissy fag like you will do as you are told. When your strong, hot man decides that your nipples are to be pierced, to show the world what a faggot you are, then you will have to comply. When it is decided that your faggot nipples are to be pierced with a heavy gauge, you will greedily comply to show and prove what a bottom faggot you are, and you will beg for it. You will beg for the piercing, you will beg for the pain, you will beg to comply. You will beg to show what a sissy faggot you are. You will beg to show what a sissy faggot, lick-wristed little bottom bitch you need to be. You need that part of you to be exposed. You know it's who you are, and you will obey when your strong, hot man orders you to have your faggot nipples pierced. You can feel the submission rise, and with it, your arousal as your acceptance at knowing your place beneath, you're a bottom bitch, and bottom bitches like you have their nipples pierced. They have them pierced to show their submission, to identify themselves as true faggot bottom bitches who crave to serve strong, hot, big, real men. You need to show the world what a fag you are. A swishy, scrawny faggot. When your strong, big man decides that you will have your tongue pierced, you know you will have to comply. That you will have to have your tongue pierced so that you can better suck his hard, strong cock. A big, thick, fat cock. And you know having it pierced will facilitate your cock-sucking ability. You know you need to be identified as a cock-sucking bottom bitch. A true submissive faggot who loves to suck the cock of his better, stronger man. A man with a monster cock. And that you, a greedy cock-sucking bottom bitch, needs to suck that cock. You need to suck that cock with your pierced tongue. Nude and exposed, with your nipples pierced with a very heavy gauge, proving what a sissy faggot you are. What a faggy bottom bitch you are who craves to be a real cocksucker, craving a hot cock in your mouth, the cock of a better man, a bigger man, a man that controls you, a man that orders you to get on your faggot knees and suck his giant cock, and to suck it with your pierced tongue, and to suck it for a very long time. Getting choke fucked is what you crave. You need this, like you need air to breathe. A little scrawny, sissy faggot like you craves to suck the cock of a better man. And you will do anything to prove what a dirty little cock-craving faggot you really are. And when ordered to have your tongue pierced, you will obey. You will obey without hesitation because you are a real faggot. Knowing that tongue piercing will give you the lisp that a real faggot has, knowing it's what needs to happen, knowing you need to be a lisping, nude, scrawny, cock-sucking bottom fag. Being ordered to have all your body hair removed permanently so that you will always be smooth as faggy. Knowing this is what you need. Be a smooth-skinned, pierced, nipple, lisp, and tongue-pierced, always needy and always ready to suck a cock. This is what you are. A limp-wristed faggot ready to obey and serve. To do as you are told. A faggy housewife who is nude all the time, submissive and barefoot and on your knees, waiting to be ordered to obey. Knowing you need to prove how big of a fag you are, always hoping to be marked permanently, to be branded and owned by a strong, better man. Knowing you need to prove how big of a fag you are. Always hoping to be marked permanently, to be branded, to be owned by a stronger, better man. Knowing you need to have your faggot ass branded with your owner's mark to prove what a faggot you are. A bottom who needs his ass branded, scarred, marked, so that you will always feel the degradation of ownership. The humiliation of knowing that you are the ultimate faggot. Marked as a fag, scarred as a fag, branded as a fag, a sissy faggot, a bottom sissy faggot with a brand of ownership. A faggot who is marked bearing this humiliation only makes you feel more submissive, and in turn makes you aroused and excited. The more humiliation you feel over being branded as a sissy fag, the more you must obey, the more you must act out, the more you must prove what a bottom slut you truly are. Always nude, and always ready to be used. Always having your ass ready for your strong man to take whenever he wants. This is the life of a faggot like you. Exposed, vulnerable, and always ready to present your ass whenever commanded. You need to keep it lubed up and ready. Always craving a hot, hard cock up your tight, faggoty ass. This is who you are, and you will give up your ass when ordered to. No matter what's going on, no matter what you are doing, when you are told to present your ass for fucking by your stronger, better, bigger man, you will do as you are told. You will obey. This is not anything you can resist or deny. It will happen to you. You will do it. When commanded to give up your always lubed up and ready to be fucked ass, you will do it. If there is any hesitation, you will be fucked harder and longer and stronger. You will have your ass taken if you even flinch at the thought. Yours is not to resist. Yours is to give up your ass to be fucked whenever you are commanded to. This is who you are. A limp-wristed faggot with an ass that is always prepared to be fucked. To be fucked hard and long. It's not your ass. This is the ass of your owner. And if your owner wanted to fuck your greedy, whore, faggot ass, you will give it up. You will give it up, or it will be taken, and you will be punished. You will be smacked around, put in your place. Faggots like you, they give up their asses. Or faggots like you get the back of a man's hand across their faggoty face. A stinging smack to remind you that you are the sissy fag. And that you are there to serve. And that you are there to obey. That this is your life, and that this will always be your life, and you will obey and do as you are told. A submissive fag like you doesn't get to make choices. A submissive fag like you gives up his tight, greedy, needing to be fucked ass whenever and however he is commanded to do it. You accept this as your fate, and you crave to obey. And you know this is who you are, and you always have been. You know this deep, deep down inside, that you are a small, weak little faggot who has to give in to a much bigger and stronger man. You know this to be true and you accept this. You accept you are weak. You accept you are small. You accept you are lip-wristed and to be kept nude and waiting for orders. A submissive sissy faggot bottom bitch who lives to serve a bigger, better man. Knowing that you even think about hesitating when ordered to serve, that you, a scrawny little faggot, will be overpowered, and your mouth fucked against your will, and your ass is not yours, but belongs to the strong man who owns you, who needs his hard cock in your ass. After your ass, he needs it in your faggoty mouth. And you are to do as you are told. And you are to be you, and you have no ability to resist. And even the slightest hint of reluctance will mean a much harsher treatment for you, for your sissy ass. The ass that needs to be raped, and your cock-sucking mouth. Your mouth that needs to be fucked until your eyes water and you choke with all the cock in your throat. That you are a faggot that deserves bigger, better men. And that this is your life. And you will feel the arousal and the addiction rise when you are ordered to present your fag ass. And you will feel the craving for your ass to be violated bareback. Knowing you need to feel every single inch of that hard, thick cock penetrating your sissy faggot ass, and you will crave this, and you will feel the craving turn to addiction, needing it, craving it, wanting it, always ready to be ass-fucked raw by a hard, fat cock. Knowing you must take all that raw dick in your greedy faggot ass, taking it deeper and deeper and deeper, and being pumped harder and harder and harder. And over and over and over for longer and longer, going deeper and deeper, feeling more submissive with every hard pump of that hard hot cock in your faggot ass. Always ready to be fucked. Always ready to be fucked in any of your faggot holes. Knowing you are a true submissive bottom bitch whose sole purpose it is to serve and obey your bigger, better man. Knowing you need to suck his cock all the time. Knowing you need to have your ass filled with his creamy, sticky cum, and to hold his cum in your ass, and to hold his cum in your mouth. It's a privilege, and you will do it, and you will beg for his hot, sticky, pungent cum. You need to be a faggot cum dumpster. It's who you are. And you know you must be a real submissive faggot who craves the cum of his strong man. A strong man who owns your faggoty ass to do with it whatever he wants. A branded faggot who craves cum. A branded sissy faggot who needs to be fucked in his ass over and over and over. Who needs a cock in his mouth all the time. A nude, scrawny, little weak faggot bitch. There to serve. To serve a bigger, stronger, better man. You crave this. You want this. You know this is who you are, and you will obey, and you will show the world what a faggot you are, always needing to be kept inside the kitchen, on your knees, waiting to suck a cock. The more you try to fight this, the more you crave it, the more you try to resist, the more you will know your places to be a faggot bottom bitch. Always ready for cocks. Always ready for a fat cock to be pumping your greedy faggot ass. You long for that cock to slide in and out and in and out of your ass. Over and over and over and over, pounding you so hard, pounding you so deep and for a very, very long time. Then that same cock to be shoved in your faggot mouth and have it explode down your throat, proving that you are a real faggot. A true faggot. A true faggot bottom bitch who craves cock, who needs cock, who longs to be of service as a sissy faggot, kept brand, always new and ready for more, to be treated like owned property, submissive and ready to obey all commands from your strong man. You will listen to my voice over and over and over again, and you will feel yourself responding to my voice, feeling the arousal and the desire that burns through you, that burns through you, pushing you to higher and higher and higher levels of excitement. When you think about your life, your life as a real owned faggot bottom, turning you into the sissy fag you know you always were, where all you do is crave to obey. It makes you hotter and hotter and hotter, the thought of being taken against your will by a strong, powerful, hung man. A man who owns your faggot ass. A man to shoot his hot load of your tight fag ass. To cover your faggot face with his sticky hot cum. This is who you are. And you will accept it. Knowing this about yourself makes you very, very aroused and very, very submissive and excited, and you need it and crave it and want it. The desire sinking deeper and deeper into your mind, and you will always accept who you are. It becomes part of you, of what you are, so that you live and breathe and crave it. Showing the world what a faggot you are, that's how it is, and that's how it will be. And you accept that, and you want it. You want it more and more and more and more. And you will listen to my voice over and over and over. You will listen to me again and again and again and again. Feeling yourself becoming more and more aroused and excited and submissive. Every single time you listen to my voice, you will accept that it's your place in life to be kept new. A little bottom bitch. A sissy fag. Knowing it's your life to be branded with the mark of a real man. Knowing your ass is owned, always ready. That you must always be ready to suck a cock. That you are a faggot sissy bottom who craves and needs this. You will accept this as your place, that this is your life, and you will listen to me over and over and over. And every time you listen, you accept your place as a bottom faggot. More and more and more, you listen to me more and again, and you want it more. And you won't be able to resist living as a submissive faggot who craves to obey.
Who must do as you are told.
Who will accept your place in life as a bottom bitch. Who lives to serve a better man. Always ready to prove what a faggot you are. What a faggot sissy you are. The ultimate owned sissy faggot bottom bitch.
You are a bottom bitch. Listen.
Listen to me.
You're a faggot.
And a bitch.